Before we dive in today, I want to tell you something most women over 50 never hear. Your arms aren't stalled because you're doing anything wrong. They're stalled because you keep abandoning yourself in small ways that add up. This episode is your invitation to stop pretending and start becoming. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 97. Today I'm doing something a little different and sharing a story I received from one of my listeners. So many of you write in with your questions, your wins, and your breakthroughs you're creating on your arm toning journey. And I love reading every single one. Here's what one listener wrote. There are so many moments in my arm toning journey that remind me of when I finally admitted I had a serious people-pleasing problem. And I don't mean being nice. I mean constantly rearranging my life to keep everyone else comfortable. Saying yes when I wanted to say no. Canceling my workouts because someone needed something. Eating whatever was served, even when it didn't feel good in my body. Pretending I didn't have goals so I wouldn't make anyone uncomfortable. Deep down, I knew this wasn't who I wanted to be anymore, but taking action terrified me because it meant becoming a woman who actually honored herself. Before I changed, I was scared to death of turning into the woman who sets boundaries, the woman who doesn't jump every time someone asks for something, the woman who actually prioritizes her own health. I thought those women were selfish, difficult, too much. I remember sitting with my best friend and saying, I wish I wasn't like this. I wish I didn't feel guilty every time I chose myself. And she just looked at me and said, oh, I don't wish that. Learning to stop people-pleasing is the best thing I ever did. Her saying that sent my brain into absolute chaos. I couldn't imagine wanting to be the kind of woman who doesn't bend to everyone else. I truly thought everyone wanted to be agreeable and easy. It's kind of like when you say that life as a naturally toned woman is amazing. For the first time, I'm starting to believe you. My friend told me how freeing it was to finally stop abandoning herself. I understood it intellectually, but I didn't feel it in my bones until the day I stuck to my workout instead of bailing because someone else wanted something from me. I used to believe my relationships would fall apart if I stopped people-pleasing, but the opposite was true. That's when my life actually started. Suddenly, I had energy, I had time, I had space to take care of my body and go after the goals I'd been burying for years. And when I tell people about your work, the feeling I describe is the same one I had the first time I honored myself. Mental clarity, lightness, like a 50-pound weight slid off my shoulders. And the wild part is I didn't even know how heavy that weight was until it was gone. When I got this email, it took my breath away. It was such a gorgeous reminder of something I deeply relate to, that belief that if we change, everything will fall apart. For years, I believed that if I changed the way I approached my health, people would judge me, that I'd be boring, that no one else would understand why I cared about my strength, that choosing myself would make me the odd one out. And just like her, I was wildly wrong. Our brains love to predict disaster. They grab the worst case scenario and convince us it's inevitable. But then you actually make the change. And it turns out the story you believed with every cell in your body wasn't true at all. I was so sure becoming a naturally toned woman meant life would be less fun, less connected, less spontaneous. And it turned out to be the complete opposite. My life is more of all of those things now. More fun, more spontaneous, more connected, more joyful, more alive. And the second thing that stood out to me from her email was this: the amount of energy that gets freed up when you finally start making choices that line up with who you actually want to be. The mental clarity that drops in the moment you stop abandoning yourself. Now, I know not all of you are there yet. I know some of you are still in that place where you're thinking, I don't know if I'm ready to start lifting consistently, or I don't know if I can say no to that nightly snacking routine, or I don't know if I can break this pattern I've had for decades. You might not be ready to step fully into that identity of the strong, toned woman you want to become. But I also know so many of you are at that place, right? You know exactly what the aligned decision is. You know what your body wants. You know what your future self is begging you to choose. And making that choice feels absolutely terrifying. Here's the thing, though. When you're not constantly at war with your old habits, when you're not waking up frustrated at yourself, beating yourself up for skipping another workout or picking apart what you ate last night, you free up so much energy, so much time, so much mental space. All that noise that used to swallow your brain each day, it's suddenly gone. And in that space, you can finally devote your life to what you're actually here to do. Because none of us are here just to stress about our arms, right? None of us are here to micromanage every bite of food or spend our lives worrying what other people think. We're here to build things, create things, become things. There is a version of you inside right now who wants to feel strong, capable, trustworthy, consistent. But when your brain is constantly looping on guilt, shame, self-judgment, and cleanup from the night before, there's no room for her to breathe. And when you finally stop living in conflict with yourself, like she described in her letter, it truly is like a weight sliding off your shoulders, a weight you probably didn't even fully realize you've been carrying. And even if you knew it was there, you won't truly understand how heavy it was until it lifts. Both of the things she shared in her email come back to one theme: authenticity. And that is what I want to talk to you about today: arm toning and authenticity. My brain was so convinced that if I ever lived as the woman I actually wanted to be, I'd risk everything. If I stopped people-pleasing, if I stopped shaping my goals around everyone else's comfort, if I actually said, my health matters today, instead of dropping everything for someone else's needs, I was sure the judgment would roll in. I imagined people saying I'd changed. I imagined them calling me selfish or high maintenance or no longer easy to be around. On the surface, authenticity sounds simple, right? Just be yourself, easy breezy. But for so many of you, it feels anything but easy. It felt terrifying for me because the moment I pictured showing up as my true self, the woman who wanted to feel strong, the woman who wanted toned arms, the woman who wanted to stop numbing and start taking care of her body, my brain went right to rejection. I thought people would think I'd become obsessive or vain or that I wasn't fun anymore. I thought I'd lose relationships. I thought I'd be the odd one out. And I truly believed that choosing me meant losing everything else. And if you can relate to this, which I know so many of you can, this is exactly what stands between you and simply being yourself, showing up as who you really are doesn't just mean risking other people's judgments. It means coming face to face with your own. And that part can feel even heavier. I've done a lot of work over the years to become the most authentic version of myself. And honestly, I don't think that work is ever finished. It evolves as we evolve. One of the first places I ever felt this tension was with music. You've heard me talk about this before. When I was young, while the other kids were heading off to sports or after school clubs, I was walking into church for guitar practice so I could play at Mass. I loved it so much. But I also felt so exposed up there. And when I got older, I felt this huge pull to start playing again. I remember picking up my guitar after years of ignoring it. And even that felt vulnerable. And when I finally got brave enough to play for people again, even in small, low-stakes settings, my stomach would drop, right? What if they judged me? What if I wasn't as good as I remembered? What if I embarrassed myself? And when I was eventually invited to play at Mass again, it was the same thing. I wanted to say yes, but then the panic flooded in. My brain went straight to people will see me, people will hear me, people will have opinions about me. It's funny now because at this point, I can pick up a guitar and play without overthinking it. But back then, music felt like one of the first arenas where authenticity demanded courage. Relationships were another. Entering them, leaving them, being honest in them. That was a huge space where I struggled to do what my authentic self actually wanted. And I know so many of you get this. Staying in a relationship when you know deep down it isn't right. Ignoring that small voice inside saying, this isn't for you. There was one relationship in particular that stands out for me. On paper, it looked perfect, right? He was smart, handsome, funny, successful, financially stable, right? All the boxes were checked. And yet deep down, I knew it wasn't the relationship I wanted. I knew it wasn't right for me. But when everything looks good on paper, the brain goes wild. I kept thinking, well, if this checks every box, then what am I supposed to do with this voice inside me? And if I actually listen to that voice, what if I end up alone forever? My truest self kept whispering, this is not your person. And still, I stayed and stayed far longer than I should have because I was terrified of what it would mean about me if I left, right? Terrified of disappointing someone, terrified of being judged, terrified of being alone, right? You know, changing careers was another place where following my authentic self felt almost impossible. I have an old journal entry from my 20s where I wrote about wanting to become a life coach, right? That dream like lived inside me for nearly a decade before I finally got to the training. And the only reason it took so long was because I kept hiding. I was convinced that being a coach wasn't something a serious intellectual person with a degree from a good college would ever do. I thought impressive people had impressive titles. They followed a certain path. They didn't choose something as unconventional as coaching. I couldn't wrap my brain around how I could want something so deeply and still be so ashamed to admit it. Even now, when I share stories with you from my past or present, or when I'm writing my emails, I still notice a flicker of hesitation. This little voice saying, what will people think? What will they think if I share this? What will they think if I show up as my real, slightly quirky, deeply honest self? What will they think about the things that I love, the things I believe in, the things that actually make me? And this is the same hesitation so many of you feel in your arm toning journey. You want to be the strong woman. You want to feel proud of your body. You want to stop shrinking yourself to make everyone else comfortable. all of these areas were places where I wrestled with authenticity and struggled to show up as the real version of myself. And back then, food and movement became the arena where this struggle showed up most clearly. I eventually reached a point where the evidence was undeniable. The way I was using food to cope, the way I kept skipping workouts to make everyone else comfortable, the way I pretended everything was fine when it wasn't, none of it was serving me anymore. I didn't declare that I'd never overeat again or that I'd never avoid a workout again. I never made that kind of promise to myself or to anyone else. What I said was, I'm going to take a break from using food to numb or using busyness to distract myself long enough to actually learn the skills I don't have yet. And how can I feel confident without comfort eating? How can I handle anxiety without raiding the pantry? How can I face anger, frustration, loneliness, avoiding workouts or zoning out with snacks? How can I comfort myself without abandoning myself? That was the work I committed to. And as I learned how to do those things from within, the pull toward overeating, buffering, or bailing on myself slowly started to loosen its grip. But I will tell you this, I was terrified of what it would mean to be a woman who didn't use food or avoidance as her emotional safety net, terrified to admit it to other people, terrified of their opinions, terrified of my own. Food can shape-shift your life when you're using it to hide from yourself. But its very nature, by its very nature, it helps you pretend, right? Think about social situations. You're feeling insecure? Hold a plate or keep nibbling so you look busy. Pretend you're fine. You're afraid to speak up? Keep eating and stay quiet. You're intimidated or uncomfortable? Blend in, graze, disappear a little. So many of us rely on food as emotional camouflage. We use it to avoid showing our real thoughts, our real feelings, our real needs. We forget how to tap into actual courage, real confidence, emotional regulation that comes from within, not from numbing our nervous system. And it doesn't just happen out in the world. It happens inside your home too. How many times have you told yourself, I don't have time to feel this. I don't have time to be sad, overwhelmed, tired, angry, disappointed. I just need to get it together. But if you were doing what your authentic self wanted, you would allow the truth of how you feel. You'd let it move through your body instead of shoving it down with food or overstretching yourself to meet everyone's expectations. When we use habits to numb or distract, we aren't soothing ourselves. We're silencing ourselves, and it pushes us farther from who we really are. It puts a mask on your truth. So we choose not to be authentic because we're terrified of other people's judgments. We're afraid we won't be able to cope with our own emotions. We're afraid that who we are right now isn't enough. And every time we make choices from that fear, we teach our brain to tiptoe around our real self. We actually block ourselves from discovering who that real self even is. We know why the brain avoids authenticity. It's doing what the brain always does. It looks into its imaginary crystal ball, scans the future, and sees only the worst outcomes: rejection, vulnerability, disappointment, discomfort. So here's the real question. What's the upside? What's the benefit of being the woman you actually are and making choices that align with who you want to become? I'll tell you, when you stop trying to perform your life, when you stop pretending you feel differently than you do, you finally get to meet yourself. You free up all this emotional and mental space that you've been using to maintain a facade. And suddenly that space is available for the things that you truly want. Strength, health, confidence, connection, toned arms, a body you feel proud of, a life that feels like yours. You no longer feel like you're carrying a secret or performing a character. And it really does feel like a weight slides right off your shoulders. It frees your energy. It frees your time. But most importantly, it frees you to exist in this world as you were meant to. So how do you live authentically, right? You move toward everything that makes you want to curl up in a ball and hide. You move toward discomfort. Surprise! This is what I talk to you guys about all the time. Discomfort is the doorway. It's the key to everything that you want. It's how you unlock and unleash your power. You have to reject the story your brain keeps repeating about how everything will fall apart, how everyone will pull away, how you'll lose everything. And instead, you practice showing up anyway, because that's the only way to gather evidence that your brain is wrong. It's the only way to prove to yourself that you won't lose everything. When you choose authenticity, it feels like stepping off a cliff. But the only thing worse than the fear of falling is living a life where you never got to be yourself, living a life of pretend. So that's the invitation this week. How are your habits around food, skipping workouts, buffering, people pleasing, or avoiding discomfort getting in the way of your authenticity? Maybe right now it's showing up in small ways, right? Maybe you're pretending you're not upset, pretending you're not overwhelmed, pretending you're not disappointed. Maybe you're using food or busyness or saying yes to everyone else to avoid feeling the truth of those emotions. But go deeper. Ask yourself, how are the choices I'm making around my body and my goals getting in the way of who I really am? Because I know some of you listening want to say no, want to prioritize your workouts, want to go to bed early instead of numbing with snacks, want to choose strength over people-pleasing, right? Want to choose yourself. And yet you're saying yes when you really mean no, because you're scared of what it will mean. Because your authentic self doing this work, wrestling with your brain in this area and every area, it will change your life if you're brave enough to try. And listen, if I can do it, you absolutely can too. Every part of my life, my music, my relationships, my career, my relationship with food and movement, I've had to wrestle with authenticity. And I'm still doing that work in new places all the time. How can I show up fully as my unvarnished self? How can I stop hiding? How can I live from the strongest, truest version of me? You can do this too. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for the stories you share with me. They matter more than you know. They help other women who are listening feel less alone and more courageous. So have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.